There were two chairs short. So two bachim got up and went and got a chair. Each one came back and sat down. He said to me, fool, if you brought him a chair, you couldn't buy that a mitzvah.
Everybody looks at the world.
In the Derech of the Masechta Sotah, I'm not coming to say anything that I haven't said before. I can't say that I'm coming to say something that you don't know, because there are new faces here, so maybe the new faces haven't heard what I've said, but for those that have been here before, I'm really not coming to say anything new. Because let's say about Alter Slobodka, he only ever gave one shmuz on Godless Adam. He understood what Godless Adam was, that's all he ever spoke about, was Godless Adam. It was this way, it was that way, this way, that way. Anybody who's ever listened to 50 or 2 from Pinkers Dog, it's Sherry Mormon, only ever spoke about one thing. Akash Balko. Because he could, because he had a very personal information with Akash Balko, so he could speak about that. If one day they ever say what I ever spoke about, they'll say that I spoke about what I'm going to speak about now, because that's the only thing I ever spoke about. Because the one thing I know a little bit about is going, and how easily influenced we are by the Goyish world in the Torah world. It's not obviously influenced by the Goyish world out there, we don't have much to do with it, we're not part of it. But the incredible encroachment of Goyish hashkafas and shifas within the Torah world. I think I might have spoken about this before. Ad nauseam. Let's try and look at it from a slightly different perspective. I was actually yesterday to sit with the Mitzvah Shaina, starting with Dunzan, not coming into Rosh Hashiva. Speaking about many different things, in the middle of talking, he raised the subject, which hopefully you don't know so much about, but is a real subject today in terms of hungry children in Eretz Yisrael. Children don't know what to eat. There was a report that came out last week saying that children in this country, certainly in the Frum areas, in the poorer areas, in the Arab areas, are undernourished and they create problems in growth. That whole arichas. And the government has decided to hand out certain stipends to people with bigger families, etc., etc., and the secular students are protesting giving these stipends to help these kids. That's the end of the news. So, you heard about it, you haven't heard about it, you get it without rates for 30 seconds and then off you go. So, he turned around to me and he said to me, how do you live in a place like this? So, I don't know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Which place? I thought he was about Tifra. I don't know what he's talking about. I said, well, what do you? He said, it's a mock and vicious. So I said, not about Tifra. He said, how can you live in a place where people are upset because you're trying to feed 100 children? How can you live amongst the strangers then? I started thinking, like, I can't see where they're coming from.
No, well, they shouldn't be recorded.
If you think about it from their perspective, they've been brought up thinking and believing that, hey, you work, you eat, you don't work, you don't eat. So you wouldn't want to sit and learn the whole day. So of course you wouldn't, what do you want? So I told him this. I can know where they're coming from. I mean, if you're going to argue with them and fight with them and tell them you're being a richer, you know, why are you feeding the children? Well, you're being a richer, why don't you go get a job and feed the children? You know where that's coming from? Does it make sense to you? If it does, you're going to get the same shot I got. So he said, nothing, I'll be fine. Okay, fine. So punish the parents. But how can you protest against feeding children? Are you perverted? As we were, are you perverted mind? What's in Russia? They teach you their food? Fine, forget about the parents. Okay. And there's answers for that as well, by the way. We can deal with that as well. The famous mice about the Chazanish, somebody came to ask the Chazanish. The doctors wanted him to have surgery. So the Chazanish had a look and whatever. He said, Nachi, you should have the surgery. You should have the tour, go have the surgery. And then he got speaking to the family, the kid came with family, whatever, his sons or whatever. And he got talking to them and the conversation talked to learning. And they started talking and learning. And in the middle of talking and learning, the Chazanish said to him, don't have the operation. Don't have the operation. So the son or the father, I can't remember who it was, turned around to the Chazanish and said, understand, 5 minutes ago you said, Abba should have the tour, what's changed? He said, when you came in, I didn't realize you were a Palmer Chochel. But then I have to have you need an operation, to have an operation. Then yes, you're a Talmud Chacham. You're somebody that's Oisek and Oyem Amol v'Teira. So then you have a different. You're not bound by Derech HaTeva. You live in a transcendent world. In that world, then the Torah is Magai. Don't have an operation. Don't need it. So there are answers for my first time here. You know what? Okay. There are answers for that. But I was just thinking Takayara and thinking. And it wasn't just that I thought it like, you know, in the feed them, from where they're coming from, I understand where they're coming from. I felt within myself a little bit on the way home, driving and thinking. I bought into that a little bit. I didn't say just because I was getting into their head, it's in my head already. So what's the problem? Yeah, the problem is I have a daya, I have a hashkofer, and I see that the gedoyda teira, das teira, hashkofer, is mamash very far from where I'm holding, where I'm thinking. So I decided to come in today just to mechazik this nekuda. Where, not to change on the shkof, not to give in a shkof or whatever, but to remind us that you have to check out what you're thinking against the backdrop of das Torah, not against the backdrop of das balabatim. Even if it's from choshuva, learn it balabatim, but it's got to be checked out. And the mice is our famous Rambam. That's a Rambam, the beginning of the sixth parak of Hilchot Das. Hilchot Dayos says the Rambam. Someone would say Balpeyes. I want to mention you should learn this Rambam Balpeyes. No one listens. Okay, good. But the Rambam says you have to say it again and again. It's a frightening piece of Rambam. This is the first time you hear it. So if you haven't heard this before, then slow down. After you've heard it a few times, it starts becoming like, okay, I've heard it before. Derek Briyoso Shaladim Liyot Nimshach B'dayoso U'bamaisa V'chareya V'chaveirov. It is the derech of the world, it's the way of nature. Derech Briyoso means it's a teva. Derech Briyoso is that the sun comes up every morning. You want to stop the sun coming every morning, you can tie it down with the thickest steel ropes you can get. It's not going to change. This is derech Briyoso. This is the way of nature, of the world. That a man is drawn after the dayas and the actions of his friends and his associates to behave in the way Kaminat Anshemit Dinosa, in the way of the people that he lives with. The Fichoch, so what's the cure for that? If you believe that needs a cure, what is the cure for that? Tzarich Adam Lechaber Letzadik in Malaysia Bet Lachom in Tomik. Person has to have a relationship with Chaber to the Tzadikim and their teachings. You can't always walk around holding Reb Chaim's hand, you know what I'm saying? It's not. I heard of my interesting, very interesting tape. Could be Shikolati Kosis, but I heard from a very chosher, the Talmud Chosher, who said that why do we go to the Gedolei Israel all the time? Because we machshid them. What are we machshid about them? They're learning. So why are you not saying he's learning all the time for nonsense? What are you bothering him for? Let him learn. You have a shalik, go ask your Rav the shalik. Your Rav field is not qualified to deal with it. He'll take it up the ladder. But what are you bothering? Have you got all these all the time for? Let him learn. If you're letting machshidim, let him sit and learn. Okay. There's answers for that as well, but just get his taklut, that shtikl das Torah, to know. Like, what I'm saying, before you go cause a half an hour shtikl Torah, I'm like, oh, why are you doing that? What are you doing? I was doing that yesterday because I went to China, I went in there for 5 minutes, and he ended up talking to us for over 45 minutes. I was like sitting there thinking, like, you can't get up and walk out, but he has something to tell us. But that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, let him learn. That chashivas is he learns. He's nothing else. What's his great chashivas? What's your kind getting his great chashivas? That he's an orator? That he's worth 100 million? No, it's good because he's learning. That's all it is. He's nothing else. What should he set for 50, 60 years on all the time? That's why we like Shiva. So if you stop him learning, anyway, so you've been mitchaveh to the tzaddikim. So that you learn from their actions. And you will distance yourself from the Rishayim who walk in darkness. So that you shouldn't learn from their actions. Rambam and Halacha is not a Hashkafa, it could be Rambam. The best of my knowledge, the Mishnah Torah is Halacha says. Number one, it's our derech, it's our way, and you can't change it. You're going to get Moshech off to the city, you're going to get influenced by the environment that you live in. That's number one. So first of all, choose an environment that influences you where you want to influence. That's very hard to do, by the way. Very, very hard. The Rambam goes on and says that if a person is a he's in a medina where there's only Roshoyim and there's no tzaddikim or whatever. So he says he should go into the midbar, he should go far away from people, whatever. Today we don't do that. Today we go to the Beit Midrash. Today we surround ourselves with Talmud Chachamim, with learning Torah, with Limud Torah. That's how we do it today, Pashtus. If you want to tie the meeting in Yeshivas today, you'll find it. Nothing, I don't see anyone saying pack up and go down to the Midbar. The Midbar today, not Tabor today, the place where we hide out from the storm, is in the Beit Midrash. They have a Sheikhus to a Beit Midrash, obviously. Not everyone's there in the Beit Midrash. But at least you should have a Sheikhus, a connection, a Chibur to the Beit Midrash. It's like the mikveh work, yeah? If you have a kosher mikveh, you can take mayim shuvim, you can mitchaber it to the mikveh, even if it's got a small chibur, and that itself becomes mikveh. If you have a chibur to a Beit Midrash, to a Malkum learning, then he has a chance, but without that he doesn't have a chance. The nekuda is that it's a cloud level and a personal level. These parshas that we're dealing with now, we see the birth and the sprouting and the development of Klal Yisrael from Yom Avram, and how he left Terach and he went out into the Midbar to be alone. The getting Yishmael out of Yitzhak's influence, the Milchama with Yaakov and Esav, which continues today. You go through the pashas, you see how much of Esav's hashkofa is prevalent in the world today. There's very little of Yaakov in the world today. You sit around the Beit Midrash, right? The Yaakov different Beit Midrash, and the very Yaakov, you know, the oil traders, and Yaakov is Yeshua, the holy, but the minute you walk outside, there's a lot of Esav in the world today. There's very little, the very few places in the world that aren't majorly influenced without Esav's hashkofa. I sit in these pashas well and understand who Esav is, understand how to deal with Esav at a personal level. I'm not talking cosmic, political, major, that leads to people who know what they do. At a very personal level. We know that the Gedolim, when they used to go off to Rome, just to deal with the Romans, they learned the Pashas, they had the encounter with Esav and Yaakov, and how they learned from it, how they dealt with it, and how they used to deal with the leaders today. But on a certain personal level, with one day, one has to learn from them and deal with it at a very personal level. How you have to be merchak from them, but at the same time, when you need to encounter them, you have to do it with Roman Chochma, you have to daven, you have to send gifts. We don't go out there with loud speeches of aggression, and you know we'll show you, we'll put you in your place. Deal with it in an intelligent kind of way, and you have to make practical to deal with the problems. That's milchama, by the way. That's what they say, what it means. You prepare for war. It doesn't mean necessarily war, tanks and bombs and spears. It means you have to have practical solutions and alternatives to the problem that you're facing. Use these kishrenes that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him to deal with the problems that he's facing, and he's in the chomaz of the Yetzirah. You have to recognize where the Yetzirah is coming to you from. You have to recognize what he wants from you, and you have to go out there and you have to deal with him the way Yaakov dealt with Esav. It's a very personal thing, and it requires a lot of sitting down and a lot of cheshbon nefesh and a lot of musa seder. The 20 minutes that the yeshiva has here is nowhere near enough to deal with this. The person has to find time outside, you know, the normal Musa Seder, to sit down and make a cheshbon and work out exactly what is Yetzirah trying to get him to do, what he wants from him, and how to deal with it. And to check that he's on the right path, because it could very well be that he's falling into the trap of this Rambam. That the world he's surrounded by, whether it be the full world, the non-full world, and the full world is much more dangerous sometimes because there's much more credibility by him. The secular world doesn't have that much credibility by him. Fumal has a lot of credibility by me. You're trying to explain to a frum person that you're involved in kirov, or you're involved in helping 12 million yidden to reconnect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they tell you you're not. Yeah, kirov. Yeah. It's a middle pair out there. You're going to take time out from learning to go to kirov? So that's a little bit more fashionable. But 15 years ago, Yeshiva Shemayim talking about kirov? Today, Baruch Hashem, you can get Yeshiva Shabbat to go and involve and help people that are involved. The word kirov, I don't like working on kirov, whatever, it's become too much of a trade name. the 12 million that they don't have a Shema Yisro, the 12 million that they don't anything about a Kosh Bochu, they don't have a Rabbeinu Abalachamim, they don't have a Shiva, they don't have a Kippur, they don't have anything, doesn't scare us, doesn't bother us. So yes, it's about the environment we live in, it is. Don't worry about it, it's not your problem. That's a problem. That's a big, big problem. We also in Dim Shechach Sviva. So if you live in a Sviva where that's the attitude, if that's the, you know, you need to spend $150 million a year on Project Inspire and on the waking the sleeping down to get full people to just understand that, you know, maybe you should invite an option to do for Shabbos. You know, maybe you can have a Shporning. So there's a problem. There's a serious problem. It has to be attended to. Fine, who's going to attend to it? I don't know. Whoever will attend to it will attend to Baruch Hashem. There are people dealing with it. But be aware of the fact, it's an example that we're interested in where we live. We're interested in where we live. You yourself could be a Baal Tshuva, and you yourself could have benefited from the sins of other people, whatever. And you yourself won't understand the need to be cured. How did it happen? Because there are people who should not have been judged. It's an example. I'm not... Yeah, very simple observation, which is a true observation. Anybody who's ever encountered this, you'll know what I'm talking about. You got fundraising for Yeshiva for Balei Tshuva, guys, they said, I don't want to even talk to you. How do they have to do it? That's what I want to waste my money on. I see some shocked faces out there. I once went to see a guy in Toronto, Balei Tshuva, very vulnerable, some ask. He gave me a check 3 times the size of what he normally gave me. I didn't ask him for a raise. So I said to him, my dear, I was too scared to tell my dad, I made a mistake, I didn't want to remind him. But I said to my dad, he said, no, he said, I see that the Yeshiva Shalom is not prepared to help us. He's very involved in outreach or whatever in Toronto. I don't think he's right or not, or it could be that he should learn this Rambam as well, I'm not saying not. There's another Rambam he should learn, it's called Hilchos Stock. I don't know if you make up your decisions, how you stock it based on your emotional feelings, but or even your intellectual feelings, but we'll come to that now as well. But he said, I give a lot of money to the Yeshiva Shoy, love to the Yeshiva or whatever, and I said, that's going to help us. I'll stop giving them, and I'm putting all the money into Kirov and into the Baal Tshuva organization. So I catch my dad, and you get more this year. That's the way it was. It was my first inkling that there's a problem out there, you know, that there's actually what I mean. The Yeshiva Shoy, I'm not prepared to help outreach and Kirov, whatever. I started doing some investigations. I realized, yes, it's quite a serious problem. Quite a serious problem. Just on the subject of the Hilchot Stocka, by the way. It's another area where we're very nimshach of a Sviva, and I'll show you how. How do we do stocker? So we have some vague idea that there's a mitzvah called stocker, there's a mitzvah called meitzah, there's a mitzvah called hazakas atayra, and we know that there's a lot of things you know about stocker, whatever. But you also know that if I get Rav Chaim to go daven at a mukkah 40 days in a row for me, that's really like a big win. Yeah, so I may not give stocker where the Shulchan Aruch says I'm supposed to give stocker because I have either intellectual or emotional need to get something else. Yeah, the bigger the God will done for me, that's where I'll give my stocker. The problem is Shulchan Aruch still has his stocker. I was sitting with a guy in Johannesburg now when I was there, and he's telling me that he could be restructuring his stockers because he feels that he needs to give them, he needs them, he needs. I said to him, one second, what do your feelings have to do with any of this? I said, what Esrog did you use this year? Where did you get your Esrog from? They said, no, you got it from the law. They actually were there. So I said, why don't you just use what you felt like using? Did you like your Esrog? It was green. Green doesn't. I want a red one. I want a blue Esrog. I feel like blue. I'm drawn to blue. They looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, but it's in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Esrog. So you don't make up your mind what you want, what you think is a good Esrog. You look at Shulchan Aruch. I said, so what are your feelings and your what you draw to do with Hilchos Stocker? They open up the Shulchan Aruch next to Hilchos Esrog and Hilchos Tefillin and all other Hilchos that you don't make up your own mind about, and they state Hilchos Stocker, how you give Stocker. What's it going to do with you? Although the Yeshiva Brochim in your town, do they have a dinner by Mir Beisoy, a Mir Ircho, is that about all the Brochim of Stocker? You don't give Stocker to the Mashiach who gave you the Masel, the candelabra. That's not even the same Shulchan Aruch, that you give more to the Yeshiva that gave you a big present. And yet, you speak to a lot of people, influential people, of course. Yeah, I said, whatever, you know, every year they send me such a nice gift, how can I not give them? I don't see anywhere it says you prioritize your stock, but maybe in Hilchus, Hakkaras HaToyv, maybe there is something that you might have to do. But where Hilchus Stocker, anybody here go into Hilchus Stocker? can help me out being through it. I don't see anywhere where it says that you prioritize the person or institution based on your emotional feelings or your the gifts they gave you. You know, the guy sent you an Esrog from Morocco, so therefore you give him a. And yet, go around and speak to people and see people, good people, people learned people, yeshivish people. People say, well, this is what they'll tell you. And you know, we buy into it, we believe it. We come to work at your stock is at the end of the year, it's my money, and I'm giving out based on how I want to give it out. I like this guy, this guy was a really cool guy, so I'll get still the stock. It says you get the guy you like the most. It doesn't work like that. Sorry.
With
what?
So you can give your
chumma
to everyone.
So it's a part of serving chumma, you can give to everyone, fine. The Hilchot Stocker, who says you can give to everyone? The Hilchot Halakha Torah says you can give to everyone. The Torah is different, the Halakha is different. Shulchan Aruch says chumma is any coin, but to anyone you want. You can give any coin you want. So you see the Torah is limiting you. It's not just whoever you want. But you prefer this coin, the Torah says fine. You can, of course, that's what the Torah says you can. But where it doesn't say you can, so what do you do with that? What happens if a guy in another town you like much nicer and he sends you a nice gift? Can you give to him birth? If Reb Chaim Kanievsky is going to daven for the guys from the next door town, he's not going to daven for the guys in your town. Are you allowed to give to the next town and not your town? Apparently not. Of course not. So that's what I'm saying. Because what the law is saying. So why can't you use a yellow Esrog? So it says you can have a yellow Esrog. It doesn't have to be green, yellow, the range of the, you can't use a red one. So, but it says you use a green one. Okay, fine. So where it gives you the discretion, use your discretion. Where it doesn't give you the discretion, don't use your discretion. Within a near Yericho, maybe you do have discretion. Maybe you can, you know, if you have two neighbors, you know, equidistant from you, whatever, and you know, maybe you can use this one and not that one. But the kudah I'm trying to get across is that we're influenced to the point where when it comes to Benon, Chabayr, and Mitzvahs, we don't look in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because that's the environment we live in. That's people's attitudes and people's approaches to their possessions of this is mine, and I can do what I want with it. And we get influenced by it. We have to be very careful. It's to God again. The kudah that I really want to bring down is, honestly, 3 minutes left here, and I'm left with late, and we have to have another shmooze in 6 months' time. What I really want to bring down, and that's the area where we are really, really very influenced by the Sriva. You have to guard against this, because this infiltrates into the yeshiva. It's not just in the yeshiva, it's in the Beis Midrash, and it's in the Chabrusa, and it's in the Shtenda, is a thing called Dvarim Batalim. And it's honest. There's a wonderful Goyim of Mishle that describes what the geschmack, the delicious kite of Dvarim Batalim is. And it's something which, unfortunately, we are very, very influenced by. Very, very influenced. It's very, very a la moda, and it's very fashionable, and it's very cute, and it's very choshuv to be able to sort of like make jokes and talk nonsense and babble and whatever, because it's really, really what the society we live in is drawn to. And I'm not going to go into that because we don't have time. If you want to look at it, he brings it down into the Binyan Olam on that line. Hey, you'd like to look at the Sefer Bichlal. But just very bekitzer, what he says is the reason why this great Aveira of Bintel Torah is so geschmack is because it's the opposite of the mitzvah of Limudat Torah. And since Limudat Torah is so big and creates such an enormous spiritual shepherd, such an enormous spiritual, he calls it a ruach. When a person wants to do something, he gets a ruach. When he does an Aveira, he gets a ruach, which enables him to do the Aveira again. It gives him a desire, a tiger for that Aveira. The same as a mitzvah. A person starts doing a mitzvah, getting into a mitzvah, becoming very good at that mitzvah, learning about the mitzvah, he gets the ruach, he gets the spirit, a certain added dimension to his neshama, which makes it geschmack for him to do that mitzvah. So since the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah produces such an enormous spiritual energy that he's so delicious, okay, the opposite of that, Dvarim Batalim, the way he asked it is like this: is where's the Olam Hazeh sitting around talking nonsense? Yeah? There's a lot of tigers out there which are geschmack. There are lama zeh dicker tigers, yeah? Yeah, you have a tiger for a piece of steak, or you have a tiger for, I'm not saying anything wrong with eating steak. It would be enough for an African, there would be up in courses beyond. But I'm just saying, you have a tiger for a kreis, for a cheeseburger or whatever. So you eat the cheeseburger, Rahman, and suddenly there's a geschmack. I understand why a person does this. But where's the geschmack in sitting and talking on? I'm just trying to say what the going says. That ruach of geschmack that you get is the flip side of the geschmack you get when you learn Torah. which is Tzeres Shashua. It could be that the Kudu Reyom. And therefore, even though there's no Olam Hazeh sitting around talking nothing, there is no physical pleasure at all. What's with the Shmatim talking nonsense? Nothing. What did you get for it? What nerve endings got tickled? Nothing. Which emotions got aroused? Covered, tired? Nothing. Nothing gets right. You hear it so geschmack. It's because it's possible the opposite of Limud HaTorah. And since Limud HaTorah is so God, and I have to go into it more later. I don't want to take time out. But because Limud HaTorah is so chashuv and so important, it creates such a spiritual arousal above. So too, Dvarim B'Teilim, Mitzad HaTumah, creates such an enormous geschmack, spiritual desire, that it becomes almost impossible to struggle against. And that's an area that has to be machabed. And especially to make sure that that stays out of the Beis Midrash. If you ask the Beis Midrash talking nonsense all day, that's one thing. But when I'm talking to myself, I'm talking more than anybody. But when it comes into the Beis Midrash, and it's geschmack, and it's delicious, and you spend half an hour schmoozing to your chavrusa about something that seems very interesting, but afterwards you have a look, there's nothing there. Nothing left. Poshu, nothing left. It's like popping a balloon, there's nothing there. So that needs an enormous amount of guarding, that needs an enormous amount of guarding, it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. It's, you have to work it out, you have to see, you've got to feed your Yetzirah, you've got to send in gifts, you've got to prepare for war, whatever you have to do to be possessed. But this Yetzirah is the greatest Yetzirah, is because we understand that Bittul Torah is, if Talmud Torah can negate Kulam, and Bittul Torah can negate Kulam, and it's not a partial thing. But yeah, let's assume we'll continue when I'm back from the land of the free and the brave. And take this round on with us. It's gewaldig to see the yeshiva together like this, to see the way you guys are sweating, the way you're steiging, the way you're learning. Mamash gives me chizuk. It's about fundraising when you leave the yeshiva and the guys are like, but mamash, I'm fired up, and it's a shame. From watching you guys, it's gewaldig, and you should continue to have siyat yishmai, to continue growing and developing, and you should have siyat yishmai, to be able to feed you, and to have a roof over our head, and to finish the building so that we can have more shirum. and we shall have a lot of atzlach and brachos.